We are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here are our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR 1019. It's not 4 o'clock, but it is. Five o'clock world, and you are listening to the new Discorder Radio with a brand new start time, 5 o'clock. Wade here along with DJ CJ, as always.
Hello, world.
That is the Vogues, by the way, from 1966 with their classic tune, 5 O'Clock World, in the background. Oh, yeah. Sounded pretty good there. Ironic that we're playing an oldie because we got tons of new stuff for you over the next hour of the show. A couple of our APs are with us today, Matt and Rohit. We're going to talk about the Rifflandia Festival coming up in just a couple days' time, where we will be going to it. Fresh with our media passes as well. We're all quite excited about it. And we're also going to recap the Backyard Barbecue, which took place right here on Friday at UBC. Featuring some amazing bands, including these guys. Oh, yeah. I'm going to switch it up right now. From old school folk in the 60s to some new school folk here in 2014. It's Good for Grapes with Skipping Stone, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Be young, careless, and free on this road. All my sins are bound to me, I was told. My last and my pretty wives are already but you're asking me to hide my shame, and my shame won't go. But I can't explain why I hardly know.
Hi, I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All my sins are bound to me.
Music from the MS Backyard Barbecue continues here. These guys played right after Good for Grapes on Friday at UBC. It's Sabota. We're going to send this track out to all those teachers out there who want to get back to work. This track is for you. It's called Teacher, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Sabota with the track Teacher off of the Hybridity Music label. Sabota played the Backyard Barbecue, the renamed and relocated AMS Backyard Barbecue, which took place last Friday, the first Friday back at UBC. Formerly known as the Welcome Back Barbecue, was in a brand new location, the North Sub Plaza, or I guess you could say the backyard of the sub, hence the name. And it was a definitely a smaller affair than years past, but nonetheless a great day, jam-packed. And even though it was smaller in scope and size, the backstage area where CITR was doing a live broadcast was bigger, better, and more broadcast-friendly than ever, as Rohit Joseph, who's with us right now, can attest to. How you doing there, buddy?
Hey, man. I don't know if I can attest to whether it's better than previous years, because this was my first, ashamedly, this is, as a UBC student, my very first backyard / welcome back barbecue. So all I can say is that for my very first time experiencing this whole thing, it was amazing. It was great. And I think the bonus was being a CITR live broadcaster, getting the perks of in and out access and just being able to explore the whole area. And of course, the most important part, getting to meet all the cool artists that were on stage performing, many of whom I met and experienced their music for the very first time. So I think Good for Grapes was a great example of a band that really killed it at this year's Backyard Barbecue. What do you think, Wade?
Yeah. Well, before we go into Good for Grapes, I just wanted to make another point about the backstage setup.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hope, CJ, you're not sitting there across. CJ's been with us for the last four or five block party / Backyard Barbecue, so I hope you're not feeling too bad you missed out, CJ.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm actually glad I took a back seat and had a chill time with some friends this time around.
He took a back seat while we were backstage at the backyard. but let's get back to the topic of the music that you mentioned before. Good for Grapes had a nice, as you mentioned, primetime slot. They were playing around the 6 o'clock hour, so mm-hmm. just when the party vibe went to really kind of ramped up a little bit. They were part of five other acts. My Gay Husband, aka MGH, was DJing in between all sets. Tourist Company, really yeah. nice guys from Vancouver, nice guys and gal.
Yeah.
They had joined us for a nice little interview ahead of time. And what was really nice to see about Tourist Company, they're one of the bands in the Peak Performance Project as well. So they're just sort of getting their feet wet in the indie music scene. And they were such big fans of the other bands they were opening for. And they
all seemed to know each other, I think, from Peak Performance, right? Like We Are the City may have also been a part of that.
Well, they were. They actually won. Funny. Well, it's interesting because the first three bands it played, We Are the City,
yeah.
Good for Grapes, and Tourist Company have all been involved currently or in the past with the Peak Performance Project.
Yeah.
And what was really nice to see, as a little moment I saw backstage, was after We Are the City finished playing and Tourist Company played right ahead of them, Brandon, the guitarist, was like, he was so in awe. He's like, that was so amazing. You guys are my favorite band, and it was so awesome to watch you guys perform after opening for you. And I witnessed that moment, and he gave the Kane, the one of the guitarists from We Are the City, a big hug. So it was a really special moment that we get to experience a lot of that stuff backstage, which was great.
Absolutely, we were privileged, and getting just to talk to these guys and getting to, you know, kind of know them just from the brief conversations we had. But they were all very genuinely nice people, all very passionate about their craft, and all very familiar with Vancouver's music scene and those connections that they have with other bands and other artists. So that was great. We got a front seat view of that at the back, at the backstage.
It was great to be a part of it, and great guys all around. Really, I was stoked to see Good for Grapes after they finished their performance. Alexa, the keyboard player, she was like literally jumping off stage, so pumped. She was like double high-fiving people as they'd pass her, and just doling out hugs and high-fives left, right, and center, just so stoked. And I think she was especially stoked to see all these. I mean, literally, you probably had, when they were playing, there was probably a good 500 to 1,000 people that were right there jumping up and down during Skipping Stones, singing right back to them. So to have those artists singing their songs right back to them, and they've really only kind of been broken onto the scene in the last little while, was quite incredible, and you could see it in their faces just how stoked they were.
Absolutely. And speaking of, I think she was one of my favorite performers just to see on stage, is because her hair color was like, just made it that much better when she was headbanging to the beat of certain tracks in Good for Grapes' lineup playlist. Was like very good for stomping, and just everybody clapped along to it, and she would accordingly whip her hair to the beat, and her hair, just like being the brilliant color it is, shining through the light, it was a captivating sight.
Wow. Awesome. Well said, my man. If you want to see a bit of this captivating sight, you can go to our Facebook page, Discorder Radio on Facebook. We've got about 40 or so photos that were taken from the event, some photos of us backstage mixing up with the various artists, including, as we mentioned, Tourist Company, We Are the City, Good for Grapes, Sabota, who we just played before, and Ryan Hemsworth, who was the headliner, the DJ, the Juno-winning DJ from Halifax, who closed out the show on Friday night. We're going to switch it up now. That was a recap of the Backyard Barbecue. Thanks so much, Ro. We're going to now move into talking about the future. Actually, we're going to play some music and then going to come back with a little more chat. Of course, this weekend, it's been hyped up for a long time. One of the best music festivals in Canada is happening in Victoria, and these guys from Vancouver will be one of the headliners. They got a brand new album out right now called Brill Bruisers, and this track especially makes reference to both Vancouver and Victoria. No doubt be playing it when they play Saturday night at Rifflandia. This is the New Pornographers on Discorder Radio with War on the East Coast on CITR 101.9 FM.
Last night I dreamt Vancouver dressed up in the ocean. Last night I dreamt Victoria drowned in the ocean. The right of a lifetime, the rights of spring of a lifetime, the right of a lifetime, the rights of spring of a lifetime.
Star power, the king bends over the smell of flower. I wanted Hey, hey, all you Bandy McBanders. Shindig 2014 is now accepting submissions. Please send your three-song demo before September 15th to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. For more information, check out our website at citr.ca.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
I'm Josue.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Brennan.
And I'm Jill.
We're from the Tourist Company.
And you're listening to Discorder Radio on
CITR 101.9.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Yeah.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Yes, there you go. Tourist Company. We heard that was they played on Friday. Great guys. That was the brand new station ID just thrown together in mere seconds by DJ CJ, who's busy trying to throw another track on for us right now. We're going to keep the Rifflandia theme going for a good chunk of the show because we are going on Friday to check out Rifflandia, which has a lot of amazing international talent, but I especially am excited about a lot of the local talent. One of the bands that is playing are a band from Vancouver called Smash Boom Pow, and this track is called A Girl. By the way, you can also check out their album review in this month's copy of Discorder magazine. It's Smash Boom Pow, A Girl, on Discorder Radio. Smash, boom, pow. There you go. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That is their track, A Girl. They are playing this weekend as part of the Rifflandia Festival in Victoria. You can also read all about them and their newest album in this month's copy of Discorder magazine, the September issue. If you guys are good, we might even get Discorder Discorder editor-in-chief JC Gibb to stop by and say a couple words about the new issue. We talked a little bit about last time, but we kind of went on a bit of a whole supermoon, super rabbit hole. So we didn't get a chance to cover much else of what's happening in the magazine. So hopefully JC will come by in a little bit to discuss that. But yes, Rifflandia, it's happening this weekend. We're very excited about it. I will be going along with Ro Joseph and Matt Muse. How you doing, my man?
Hey, how's it going, Wade?
Excellente. Stoked about this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be good. I've never been to Rifflandia, but one of my favorite festivals that I've ever been to is Sled Island in my hometown of Calgary, which sounds like a very similar kind of setup, like a main stage and a bunch of smaller venues around. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Actually, I believe it was the Gay 90s last year. I believe it was Bruce, the drummer from the Gay 90s. We had the pleasure of interviewing them at Rifflandia, and he was talking, made that very comparison, how this is kind of like... the Sled Island defying of Victoria, I believe was the reference he made. I have not been to Sled Island myself. I know you have, back when it was Flood Island.
Yeah, I was there during the flood. That was pretty wild stuff.
And I believe you know it quite intimately now that you wrote your master's thesis on it.
Well, on High River, but yeah, anyway.
Okay. Thank you for bringing us back on track. We're going to play some more music from the bands that we're excited to see at Rifflandia. And by the way, a quick little... if I can make a quick little tickle some fancies here, some of the great local talent we have to be expected this weekend at the Rifflandia Festival. It includes the aforementioned New Pornographers, the Ballantines, who CJ, you and I saw them last year, Dear Rouge, Japanese Girls, Humans, and Humans, one half of Humans is in the band Sabota, who we also heard earlier as well. Good for Grapes, who we played earlier on the show, Katami, Dave Vertesi, Dead Soft, Jody Glenham, Needs, Sky Wallace, The Shilohs, Cool, and so many more. It's going to be a fantastic weekend in Victoria at Rifflandia. And we also want to pay homage to Rifflandia's past, which is in connection with another infamous, another historical moment. Last year, one of the headliners was DFA 1979, aka Death from Above 1979, the, I guess you could say, the dance rock duo from Toronto. And now, Matt, you're much more familiar with these guys than I am. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's so significant about this date?
Well, today, I'm glad you asked, Wade. what I'm really excited to do when I get home is give a listen to the brand new Death From Above album, because they, 10 years ago, 2004, they put out their LP, which is called You're a Woman, I'm a Machine. And if you're of a certain age, like my age, you'd remember a time in high school when like all the indie kids were wearing the t-shirt that has the logo on it, like the two dudes with the long black greasy hair and the elephant noses. So it was like, it was really like, it's a Canadian classic, but they only made that one album, and then they broke up right before playing a show with, like, I think it was like Queens of the Stone Age and Nine Inch Nails in Calgary. They were meant to play a show there, and then they broke up, and apparently was not on good terms, and everyone was kind of bummed because the record was really well received, and it was like, oh, it's gonna... But a couple years ago, they got back together, started playing shows, and they did a small little tour, one of which was Rifflandia last year. And now they've got a new full-length album coming out 10 years after their classic. It's called The Physical World. And I think we're going to play a tune now. Are we going to play a tune now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a new single off of, well, not a couple weeks old single off of their new album, which is called Trainwreck 1979.
So we continue with that whole throwback theme. Yeah. On Throwback Tuesday, no less. So this is Death From Above 1979 with Trainwreck 79. On Discorder Radio.
We'll be right back. Okay, here we go.
Alright.
You're listening to Kane McKenzie.
And you're listening to David Jordan.
And you're listening to Andrew Hutzalak
from We Are the City. Discorder Radio
on CITR
1019.
Hell yeah, also.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, maybe the track that helped break Tegan and Sarah into the mainstream, Walking with a Ghost. And why we played that right after DFA 1979, that way we played the brand new DFA track, because this is the 10-year anniversary of their album that was released. And it was 10 years ago this month that Tegan and Sarah's album was released that produced that single right there. And, by the way, Tegan and Sarah opening for Katy Perry tonight at Rogers Arena. What's all the laughter for?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that huge?
Like two nights in a row, man. She's opening for Katy Perry. Or they're both opening for Katy Perry.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Yeah. J.C. Gibb, editor-in-chief of Discorder Magazine, is flabbergasted at this fact.
Oh, no. It's just interesting. I guess what was it last time? That last time, oh no, it was Miley Cyrus came in. Icona Pop opened for them. Sorry, this is just like random train of thoughts. Hey, Wade, how's it going?
Hey, well, no, that's interesting because I guess we think of Tegan and Sarah being more in the indie rock realm, but then a couple years ago they had that track, that Tiesto produced track that I think really opened them up to the a lot more of a mainstream audience. What's that track called again?
Are you thinking of Bodywork?
Feel it in my bones.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that was Tiesto and Tegan and Sarah. So since then, I suppose a much more of a pop audience is getting to experience them. And, well, good for those gals. And I've never seen them live, but you were telling me a story off air about Tegan and Sarah.
Oh, yeah. They're just really funny. I saw them at Malcolm Bowl. I guess it was coming over like 4 years ago now. And, yeah, they were awesome. Like, really funny. A lot of, like, warm banter, which is always good. Yeah.
Nice. Well, for those lucky enough to go to Rogers Arena tonight, hopefully they'll get to experience some of that banter, bringing some local hometown flavor to a huge stage.
And some Katy Perry, as she goes by sometimes.
Kitty Purry. Are you be purring at her?
It's, she has a video where it's a tiger. She has a tiger as a pet, and it's Kitty Purry. It's...
I need to research my mainstream top 40 pop a little more. But thank you for planting the seed. So, JC, we chatted a bit last week about the brand new September issue, although we kind of were all going on a bit of a super moon rabbit hole. So let's talk a little bit more about what to expect or what's in this issue and some of your experiences as the editor with this brand new September issue to launch the 2014-2015 school season.
Yeah, it's so interesting because it just feels like it's the start of a new year, but no, it's September. So I'm like, oh yeah, welcome back everyone, but it's really just fall.
Well, let's be honest, the Tuesday after Labor Day is kind of like New Year's Day.
I guess
it's what sets the tone for the year.
Make some resolutions.
People kind of just get more into like focused, productive mode, or they usually start sweaters. New chapters.
Yeah. If I can spoil some stuff from the new issue,
go for it.
I guess like if I had to say that we never really have like themes or anything to the issues, but I would say if there was one for this. The theme would be change and changes.
Hello? Isn't that what I was just talking about?
Like, I don't know what you're talking about, Wade. Yeah. What do you mean people change stuff? So I guess some of like I talked about it in my editor's note, but a lot of the different topics that come up, like there's an article on the digitization efforts for the Discorder. So an effort between the station and UBC Library Archives are going to be making all of Discorder available online, which is really exciting. Mm. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but
how about this New Forms Festival? I keep hearing such a buzz about it. There's an
that's going to be
forms.
Awesome. Yeah, so that's happening. I guess not this weekend, but next weekend, which is going to be really awesome. In the past, it's just been spread around Vancouver, just like different venues and stuff like that. But this year, it's kind of changed. Everything's going to be taking place all within Science World, which is going to be pretty sweet. If anyone's familiar with New Forms Festival, it's kind of like one of those matchups where you're like, oh, like, why aren't they doing this already? A lot of like contemporary art and music. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Do we have the beat on some of the artists that will be part of the festival?
Do you mean like any recommendations?
Just in terms of names that you can throw at us at this stage.
One I'm really excited about, and I actually interviewed him for a different publication a couple of weeks ago, was Cloudface. He's a local favorite. This is his third time playing in 4 years, which is pretty interesting because New Forms is not notorious, but like known for constantly like refreshing itself, and so to have the same local artist playing 3 out of 4 years is pretty awesome, and he's pretty excited about that.
Well, hopefully he brings some new forms to his set.
Yeah,
this time around.
Hey.
that was half a joke, but I was actually being serious.
Oh yeah, well
I'm sure he will to stay with the theme.
Yeah, he released his longest, and I think it was maybe like his second full length album just earlier this year, so that's really exciting. Young Brazed, one of CITR favorites, is playing as well.
Who also graced the CITR stage back at Catalano back in July. Good chance to chat with him, and maybe he'll be with his dancing partner. But it was an interesting set. There was a guy. It was Young Brazed, who's I guess a solo hip hop artist, but he had like this a dancer with him on stage the whole time too. It's quite interesting.
Oh, that's awesome. Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to say anything on air that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess also want to point out that for all you rappers out there, Madlib will be at the festival as well.
Nice. He's getting mad props from CJ the DJ right about now.
He is. He will perform 12:30 on Thursday, so do check that out because he's collaborated with J Dilla and MF Doom. A lot of great, great artists.
Nice.
He just has
Rowan Tier is having his mind
big,
blown. Right
big
now.
Smiles all around.
He just has studio. Like an insane resume. Like insane. It's hilarious.
Very cool. Hopefully, we get a chance to chat more about New Forms next week, which will be the week prior to the festival. But otherwise, JC, thanks for joining us. It's Discorder Magazine is looking great. Look for Supermoon on the cover. Pick it up all over town.
All over town.
wherever is culture and coffee is consumed here in Vancouver. Have you had a chance to check out any of the Live at Lunch events, by the way, JC?
I happened to be here last week. I can't remember during what time, but unfortunately, I'm just not at UBC during the lunch hour times. Darn school getting in the way of that stuff. Any highlights so far? Supermoon played today, didn't they?
Apparently they did. Yeah.
Supermoon.
Yeah. We're still going on with Supermoon. Yeah. So hot right now. They played today. We had last week Fine Times. I had the pleasure of emceeing their show on the Thursday. War Baby played last Tuesday, the first day of school, the very rainy first day of school. And then who else was last week?
We had Village and Fine Times.
Ah, yes. Oh, and the Flintettes played yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, there's still two more days to go. Thursday, we've got Purple Heart Social Club, who you guys might be familiar with from the block party, the Victory Square block party from Labor Day, or sorry, the Sunday before Labor Day. And the band is playing tomorrow. We went out of our little comfort zone here and grabbed a band from Ontario, all the way from Hamilton, Ontario. These guys are called the Royal Streets. Who are touring right now, but they're making one of their tourist stops, the UBC North Sub Plaza, tomorrow. They're playing Live at Lunch, and this is from their album Kings and Queen. It's Royal Streets with the track Hose in Mexico. Hold on, show on. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Here are the Royal Streets.
Settle in beside me, you're the type of girl that's way out of my league, just so clear. You are throwing vibes my way, is that just the beer? I'm a fool, but it's unique. It's on the ball, look at the score, you're on. You take a walk down at the park, just at the dock when show starts. They're howling, ask those sorcery race. Place your numbers, waste your paper. Life is just a weak man's gamble. Why not shoot at being famous? South, I kinda got a body mouth, and my daddy likes to shoot at things. My ex-boyfriend is still missing. I got four tattoos, too visible. Crazy beast, and I know one knows. Just search my name on Amazon. Will you send me gold? I'll turn you on and hold on. Hold on to your seats, there's a show on. Down at the beach, they got Corona and fake palm trees, but don't you meet no hope. Down in Mexico. They got Corona and fake palm trees, but don't you meet no hoe down in Mexico, no.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, The Royal Streets with Hose in Mexico. From their Kings and Queen album, Royal Streets are playing tomorrow right here, UBC North Sub Plaza, bringing in some cross-provincial talent to Live at Lunch. They're also playing tomorrow night at the Railway Club as well, as JC Gabe was just telling us. Okay, we only got about 10 minutes or so left in the show. We want to continue along with our Rifflandia chat. I'm joined by Matt Muse and Ro Joseph, Discord Radio APs, and our Rifflandia reporters. This festival has a strong hip-hop component to it. Does it not?
Absolutely. The show I'm actually most excited for in the whole festival is happening Friday night at Philip's Backyard, and it's like this total classic, like mid to late 90s lineup. Like, they got the Beat Nuts, who you might remember their track Watch Out Now. It's pretty pretty classic. And then after that is Cool Keith, who's like absolutely legendary in terms of, like, he's one of the most prolific guys. He's been releasing records since the late 80s with Ultramanic MCs and like Dr. Octagon, all kinds of stuff. And then the headliner for the night is Del the Funky Homo Sapien, who's also similarly prolific and legendary. And both Cool Keith and Del have worked with Dan the Automator to make some pretty classic underground hip hop records. So that'll be a pretty cool show.
Yeah, absolutely. And in case, for those of you who don't know Del, you probably have heard his voice in that very, very famous Gorillaz track, Clint Eastwood. That's where most, like myself, that's how I heard of him. I was like, who's this killer cat with such a crazy cool flow? And it turned out to be Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Cousin of Ice Cube.
Who's a cousin of Ice Cube. I just found that out today, and I was very surprised by that. Because they're very different styles of rappers. But nonetheless, very fascinating, very cool stuff.
Yeah, there's even more West Coast hip-hop happening. There's Lytyrix, which is Lyrics Born and Latif the True Speaker from the Soul Sides crew, which includes like Blackalicious and DJ Shadow and that whole like Bay Area hip-hop thing. And there was an Australian band you guys were stoked about.
Hilltop Hoods. Yeah, they are one of the finest to come out of Australia, one of the finest hip-hop acts.
They're they're almost known as like the Australian hip-hop pioneers.
Absolutely. And they actually came out with an album not too long ago, released this year. And I've been hearing a few tracks off it. I can't call to memory right now what they are, but the names of them. But if you check out their latest album offering, it is amazing. Hilltop Hoods is the name of the Australian hip-hop act. I'm pretty stoked because their live shows are known to be really energetic, really kick-ass. So I'm looking forward to them as well. So we've got an all-star hip-hop lineup.
Me as well. I'm actually just looking here at some of their accolades. Wow, they have just won a bunch of Australian ARIA awards, the Australian, kind of like the Australian Junos. These guys have just won best urban album, best breakthrough artist, the head single of the year in 2009 with Chase That Feeling. I think the album you might be talking about is called Drinking from the Sun.
That's it. That's
which
exactly
was released in 2012 in Australia, but I guess it took it for a while to get over here.
Oh, yeah. Here it's only come out recently, yeah.
But their big release, I actually was in Australia way back in 2000 on an exchange program, and hip-hop was really nowhere to be heard. It was mostly just they're really into their surf rock, rock, punk. I saw Bad Religion and Pennywise, and a lot of those bands were huge in Australia at that point. And I was back in Australia 4 years later in 2004, and suddenly Aussie hip-hop in just 4 years had gone from being nowhere to the kind of the new emerging genre that everybody was loving. And a lot of it all began with the Hilltop Hoods. And it was the album was called The Calling, and it was this track right here with a really memorable sample. That was kind of the big breakthrough single. And this one goes back to the fall of 2003, which I guess would be the spring for Australia because it's flipped around. The track is the Nosebleed Section. The band is Hilltop Hoods, and we'll come back with some Deltron as well to honor our Rifflandia little hip-hop segment here. So here we go, Hilltop Hoods with the Nosebleed Section on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
This is for the headsets, live in the mix. My people in the front, oh, carbon and spin. Batters in the box, suffer the pitch. Hilltop Hoods, oh, up in this bitch. And we're the punk leaders, punks, you can't beat us. We bump and pump meters, we drunk, you chumps need us. So jump with us, down the front, if it's your flavor, come get drunk with us. This life turned out nothing like I had planned.
By now I should have had some land, had some money in my hand, round about 50 grand, but I got nothing. Love, I write rhymes on the bus, I keep suffering. Fuck the lines of the dust, you keep sniffing. That shit is for the punkos, this shit is for my bros, my people in the front row.
Around, face right now, I'm falling in love with the people in the front.
Check it out. I got hip-hop taste buds. I wanna hear that bass when I make love. Wanna hear some lyrics when I wake up. Write rhymes to get me through a breakup.
Bitch!
Rough up whiskey straight, no chaser. Went through 50 breaks, no favor. Till I found this one and made the bass hook with the drum. My savior. Yes, I come back, tongue that sharp like a thumbtack. So tight, James is saying, get my foot back. One track, A that residual. Noise man, fuck that, we clean with the digital toys. I'm the Apache, you're failing to match me. Throw your hands in the air like you're hailing a taxi. I move to the front floor, you're stepping, now you're drunk, bro. This is for my peeps and the freaks in the front row.
Around, face right now, I'm falling in love with the people in the front row.
People don't complain if suffers in here and you win the front row or covered in beer. And club bonus don't say the place is wrecked, it's your fault. If the roof is on fire, it's an electrical fault. Man, a vegetable bowl when I bring it live like Friday night. 40 in my hoodie, I can hide. Get live on the break, summer pace one. Lads, if you're heading to the bar, grab your mates one. Ladies, come chill, come rock with me, honey. I got like half a mil with Monopoly money. There's no stopping me, honey. So you can take my hand, we can lay on the beach and count grains of sand. And take a plane to Japan and drink sake with the mafia. Fly to Libya for some Bacardi with Gaddafi. Dinner date followed by a funk show. We'll rip off the tops and jump around in the front row.
Around, face right now, people in the front. Put me here, remember yours. Not for the money, and it's not for the applause.
No, 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 no,
will be created to enforce them. Crises precipitate change.
Secretly plotting your demise. I want to devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert you to papyrus. I want to make a super virus strong enough to cause blackouts in every single metropolis. Cause they don't want to unify us, so fuck it. Total anarchy and can't nobody stop us. You see, late in the evening, fucked up on my computer and my mind starts roaming. I create like a heathen. The first cycles of this virus I could send through a modem. Infiltration hit your station. No Microsoft or enhanced DOS will impede. Society thinks they're safe when bingo hard drive crashes from the rending. A lot of hackers tried viruses before. Vaporize your text like so much whiteout. I want it where file replication is a chore. Lights out, shut down entire White House. I don't want just a bug that could be corrected. I'm erecting immaculate design. Break the nation down section by section. Even to the greatest minds, it's impossible to find. I wanna devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash your whole computer system and revert you to papyrus. I wanna devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash your whole computer system and revert you to papyrus.
I have already planned. The plan is programmed into every one of my 1,000 robots. We will not hesitate. We will destroy the Homo sapiens.
I wanna develop a super virus. Better by far than an old Y2K. This is 3030, the time of global unification. Break right through they terminals, burn them all. Slaves of silicon, corrupt politicians with leaders and their keywords. FBI and spies stealing bombs. Dissipate their plans in their face and catch the fever. Everybody loot the stores, get your canned goods. Even space stations are having a hard time. Peacekeepers seek to take our manhood, which results in the form of global apartheid. Ghettos are trash dumps with gas pumps, exploded and burnt out since before the Great Union. The last punks walk around like mass monks, ready to manipulate the database or break through them. Human rights come in 100th place. Mass production has always been number one. New Earth has become a repugnant place, so it's time to spread the fear that's funded some.
Too long have we tried to extend our glorious empire out to the stars.
Devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert you to papyrus. I wanna devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert you to papyrus.
Please remember.